Previously on Rap Sucks Radio, In Here Trippin' Unit, I've bragged about our pristinely high level of sound quality and production excellence. You'll also hear me take that braggadocio to an extra special level today. So of course, you'll also notice that on this episode of all episodes, Trek sounds like he's recording from inside an overhead luggage compartment. My theory is that he just did it to make a fool of me, which is fair enough. I'll hold the L. Either way, thanks for joining us for In Here Super Trippin'.
Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah, I got it.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Party people in the place.
Place to be, KRS-1 attacks.
Oh, man.
You got dropped off MCA because the rhymes you wrote was whack.
I think rap caused it. I blame rap.
Caused the coronavirus?
Yep.
I have a really old head energy conversation to have probably during one of the longer, well, maybe sometime next week or this week or whatever, maybe tomorrow.
Okay. Speaking of old head energy, you saw We will never know who is who in Onyx, but I don't think it was Sticky Fingers in that video.
Oh, yeah. I saw that you posted the video. I didn't see what... I saw you post the video. I saw the person was Onyx, and yeah. I kept scrolling.
By the way, if he wasn't wearing an Onyx promotional sweatshirt, would you have known he was in Onyx?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it was Fredro. Weird. We're great, by the way. Fantastic hip hop.
I mean,
our knowledge of hip hop is awesome.
Can we not pretend like? Can we stop pretending on this show and otherwise that Onyx was like this huge staple in hip hop? Like, yeah, definitely an iconic group with regards to crossover success with raw music.
Absolutely. Oh, we definitely can because I guarantee you nobody else is pretending that.
Okay, cool. Because it's often discussed, and I'm always like, wait a minute.
Oh, is it? Yeah, I feel like it's just us.
Like, occasionally when we're having these conversations. So here's the rundown. I guess that's the opening question.
Okay.
Real quick. Now, and it sounds like a longer topic, but the opening question will be, what defines an iconic hip-hop artist or group? Like, give me three things that you say would define, would make a iconic hip-hop artist or group.
Classic debut album.
All right.
Solid stage presence. And they died from COVID.
So, excluding the third one.
Well.
I'll say... Well, Nas's stage presence improved over time, right? Like, I'm trying to think of ways to debunk that. But anyway, okay, so Onyx had the classic debut album. Onyx had the solid stage presence.
Solid debut album. Solid debut single, maybe.
Oh, that album was kind of nice. You didn't like that whole album?
We're not talking about this again. We're the only two people in the world talking. Whenever we record a podcast, we don't even have to talk about them. Whenever we put out a podcast, they're mentioned Spike from 0 to 1.
All right. Okay. I'm just saying, I don't know where to categorize groups like Onyx or.
Yeah, they're dope. They're cool.
Yeah. But I'm saying on a scale of because I feel like. A group specific, they're above Gravediggers. I mean, you know, not as individuals. Gravediggers is as individual artists, they're not above. But I'm saying Gravediggers as a group versus Onyx as a group. You know what I'm saying?
You're about to catch that Prince Paul smoke. You don't want that.
No. I don't want that Prince Paul smoke. I don't want to clear those samples. But the other thing. But I don't know where to slot them after that. Like, and I'm trying to think of other groups that are like them. Maybe Lords of the Underground?
Yeah, there was a bunch of them, you know, but I think they had legit two or three big hits. So
Lords of the Underground did, yeah, definitely.
Well, them too, but yeah, Onyx, like if Throw Your Guns comes on, you know, like I'll make a little face for a little bit, but then I realize that at my age, it's pretty corny to be just like, oh, really?
Okay. I mean, probably the best, one of the best, although I still say the most, the best intro to a verse I feel like I've ever heard was Opio just starting off a verse saying you're irresponsible. I just thought that was hilarious.
Wait, was he talking about them?
No.
Oh, okay. But let's start some 30-year-old non-existent beef.
Oh, dude.
He said your energy's about to be old in 25 years. But Fredro was, I don't know if you watched the video, he was kind of spitting, and he had the, you know, he had the theme, he had the, he was holding the Lysol can, like that dang.
Oh, okay.
Getting, you know, but, you know, eh.
Yeah, man, it happened. What up, y'all? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Trek Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Yes, sir.
We are live and direct. This is the In Here Tripping edition of Rap Sucks Radio. We normally drop a new episode every Tuesday, but now we are dropping an episode every day to get you through your quarantine. Roughly 15 to 30 minutes. I'm keeping that 30-minute cushion in there for y'all.
Okay. And by the way, I want to give a quick shout. I don't watch a lot of late-night TV because I'm usually asleep by then. But, you know, I watch some clips and monologues or whatever, little segments on YouTube. And, you know, so all the hosts have been doing the shows. I don't know about all of them, but the ones I watch have been doing it from their house or Skype or whatever. And shout to Seth Meyers. He's the only one who didn't, like, give his show or his segment some cute little COVID-y names.
Okay.
And he has every night he does, or pretty much every night he does a closer look. And he could have easily done a less closer look or something like that, but he didn't. So kudos to him. And this is In Here Tripping.
Exactly. I was going to say, and not our kudos cute to little, us.
Not kudos to us. Kudos.
Kudos. Wow. No, that's crazy though. They've been able to video conference effectively for a nightly show.
That's what I was talking about yesterday. We're built for this right now.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, we're not doing any. I don't think they're doing anything live either. But like the news people, I feel sorry for them.
Yeah, because they're
you know, if they're coming live, it's like just, that's a recipe for disaster. But no, even these late shows, if you know, they put it in the can and then they broadcast it, but it's terrible.
Wow.
Quality's terrible.
We actually probably could do a live show at this point. Like, In Here Tripping could be live if we really wanted to.
If we wanted to, but do we? Does anyone need it? Are the streets asking for that?
I don't think so. I think the streets are always asking for more Trek Life. That's my belief. But what the streets are not, what the streets seem to be asking for also is for those of us who are happy about a stimulus check need to go on and give that back if we don't like or agree with Donald Trump.
Right.
I feel like this last 2 weeks have been the world's goofiest arguments for everything.
Goofiest.
Like, I think it's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. I'm like,
break it down.
Okay, for those of y'all who may listen to this show and say you agree with that, if a person does not agree with Donald Trump's every move or most of his moves, they should return the check. First of all, do y'all think that he's like Venmoing everybody out of his own account? Like, is this a Cash App thing? Like, it's not his money, fool. You're not giving it back to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're pretending, like, give the money back to Donald Trump there. Donald Trump, you're like, actually, well, thanks, but this isn't really mine. You know what I'm saying? Second of all, it's your money, fool.
Yeah.
It's your tax dollar. You know what I'm saying? So what are you talking about give it back? If I worked, and this is part of the, you know, surplus tax return that gets paid out, run me my bread, whether I agree with you or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's all kinds of reasons. Like, if you were walking down the street and you saw somebody drop a $100 bill, you know, and you are not a complete jerk, you might be like, you know, if you kept it, you would at least feel bad. But, you know, if you're a decent person, you probably tap them on the shoulder. Not now, because social distancing.
Right. Don't do it now. Just keep the money.
Yeah, don't even pick it up. Just be like, yo, you dropped your, you know.
Right. Actually,
you dropped your money back.
Don't even pick that. You need a glove for that.
Yeah, but this conversation is like if you picked it up and then didn't say anything to the person and someone's walking right behind you and you put it back down on the floor for some other idiot to take. It's like, no, get your money. You know, be responsible.
Right. And the money is for, and me and Six was on the phone today, you know, with the semi-tinfoil hats and the X-Files music playing or whatever, but... No, but I'm trying to figure out what people also think the purpose of this money is, right? It's called a stimulus. That's what people are calling it. It's, I mean, the coronavirus bill, but ultimately it's been described as a stimulus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think this money is supposed to really, or what do you think this is supposed to stimulate? You? No, you're supposed to spend this money, clownfish. This is... It's to stimulate the economy, right? It's, you know what I'm saying? It's to help people be able to pay for things. Because if you don't pay for nothing, if I'm mad at Trump so I don't pay for nothing, then you lose too. Like, it's a weird conversation. It's one of the goofiest. I'm like, yo, be quiet. You know what I'm saying? You do better to just be quiet. I was a fan of Obama as a president. I definitely had questions in some of the things that he did. But you know what, man? I didn't really trip when people didn't like what he did. I just thought, well, that's your opinion. You know what I'm saying? And you can express your opinion and the voters boo. But to be running around trying to put out every fire about every time somebody says anything about a president you like or a politician you like or a basketball player you like or anybody, man, just sit down. Just sit down. You know what I'm saying? And watch me spend my bread.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you mentioned, like, conversation around athletes, because, you know, if you have an athlete that is a true superstar, they're still not perfect, right?
Right.
And you're right now what you're being is the goofy person who on that one off night they have, you go bananas. It's like, shut up. or the team, they had a bad night. Shut up.
Right.
You know, it's like, and this dude is a losing team, and just about every time he takes the field, he says something silly or does something dumb. And so, you know, you want to ride, and so you're just looking for something just to be counter, you know, you want to be that guy
just for no
in the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, I went through the whole diatribe, but if he would have done his job literally 2-3 months ago, and listened a little bit, you would have made a lot more. I don't care what you do and what line of work you're in. You would have made infinitely more money than that check is going to represent to your bank account.
Thank you.
Period.
Period. And I'm saying that you cannot, whether you like him or not, whether you love everything about him, which I think a lot of times in recent years, I don't remember people doing this with George W. I do remember it slightly with Reagan, but I was really, really young, so it might have just been my perception. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But people really are holding on to these presidents like actual famous actors, stars, actresses, you know, athletes or whatever. And that's not how anybody should view a public servant. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, if LeBron James puts the basketball through the hoop and scores 50 points and my team wins, there's an ending to that. It's over. The game is over.
Right.
The score was 107 to 100. I get free tacos because I was at Staples Center. Boom. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if he misses some game-winning free throws and they lose, then I don't get no tacos. A new game is on the next night, and that's what happens, right? If a public servant makes a mistake, misses some game-winning free throws, we all suffer. The people who like the public servant suffer. The people who don't like him suffer. This is not like your favorite actor or actress or your favorite athlete. This is an actual public servant. And I don't care who we're talking about. I don't care if we're talking about the elegance of Obama or the bumbling idiocy of Donald Trump. to view these people like stars and have this like reverence is completely anti whatever democratic system you believed in to begin with. You know what I'm saying?
I'll put it this way. Around, and this was a different time without social media and all that. And if social media was, you know, in the aftermath of 9/11, what it is now, and I was the same, you know, had the same mentality and stuff, which I think I did politically. I remember thinking to myself and maybe saying to some close friends, you know, after 9/11, that, you know, George Bush, you could have gone back and said, you know, he had some intelligence that could have maybe helped stop it.
Right.
You know,
right.
I think that, you know, you start to verge on the conspiracy theory-ishness of it all. But it's not indisputable. Like that's a, you know, there's a case to be made for that position, but him, you know, Giuliani being becoming America's mayor after 9/11, Chris Christie after Sandy, even after Hurricane Sandy,
right,
you know,
right.
They, you know, it's what I'm getting to is that the reaction that I had was, oh, that's cool. You know, that's good that they're doing that. You know, whether or not they were, that I agree with them in general or not, it's like, oh, that's good they're doing that. But then, you know, in my head, it's like, it's kind of hard to make the bad move when the path is so clear. Things are so bad. Literally, you have nowhere to go but up.
Right.
And you're here with the most power of anybody in your position to be able to direct resources and personnel to do the right thing to take us from rock bottom to up, wherever up ends up being, right?
Right.
And that's not to take anything away from how hard that it is for any person to be in that situation. Because like you said, we're all just human, right? Everyone makes mistakes and screws things up. But yeah, man, this dude is like one, it seems very evident that he didn't pay attention. And he says a different thing every day. He ignores everybody. It's like, you know what? I get the mentality, but the reason I brought up those past situations, 9/11 and stuff, is that I wasn't out there talking trash.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone else really was, you know. After the fact, it might have been like, well, why are you sending everybody to war and all that stuff? And there were arguments, but those were separate issues, you know. But right now, it's pretty messed up out there, man. Like, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and I just think that it's kind of not the time for certain things. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's just not the time to bicker and argue with the media. Like, and I just, like I said, we had this conversation a couple episodes ago. The media's going to ask you difficult questions. They might even rib you or test you or whatever. But, mm-hmm. you know, be a man. Just be a man in your position and leave it at that. I watched the press conference today, like, for the first one. Listened to it. I didn't watch it. But
oh, did you?
I did. Really? You know, and there were some things that I was like, come on, man. Like, who cares about fake news right now? Like, I don't care. You could shorten this exponentially by just responding to the question and saying, hey, you know, this, that, and the third, and leaving it at that. You know, sometimes he did. Sometimes he controlled himself and was like, I don't have an answer to that, or not those exact words, but basically he didn't have a clear answer to it, or it was a question that wasn't pertinent to what is being discussed in the moment, right? But at the end of the day, just knock it off. You know what I'm saying? For the people who love and are excited about it, just knock the whole give the check back thing off. Just knock it off, right? Like, you should understand some basic understanding of economics. You don't need to know everything, but let me just throw this out there at you.
Hmm.
If you thought that money wasn't a idea or a theory before this moment, you should know that now. And I'm going to tell you why. Out of nowhere, $3.5 trillion appeared for you. Out of nowhere. The federal government threw 1.5 towards the stock market, and now we got $2 trillion going towards stimulating the economy and basically bailing out the average citizen. Now, 500 billion of that is carved out for corporate bailouts. Corporate bailouts, by the way, that don't have known restrictions, and that your president said, I'll be the guy to handle that. Basically, I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah, he said, I'm the oversight.
I'll be the oversight. Right?
Like, I bet you will.
Yeah. Come on, fam. The dude with multiple bankruptcies, the dude with a college that was basically a turned out to be damn near money scheme, that's the dude that's the oversight. I'm not, look, love him. Love him to death. Love everything about him. But at the same time, you do have to ask some legitimate questions. Ask him some legitimate questions. Like, so you're the oversight? You,
right.
That's the answer to $500 billion. That's the answer.
Yeah. And stop acting like just because we point out or, you know, that anyone who, regardless of what level you dislike this dude, just because you point out that he did something stupid or said something stupid or is stupid, it doesn't mean that you know, you're some sort of like idealist or whatever. It's
right.
Like, it's the way stuff goes, man. We get it. So, and I'll also grant that, you know, people are posting memes like, you know, all this time we could have had free healthcare or checks for people, you know, $1,000 a person and laptops for kids or whatever it is that, you know, cities and are figuring out ways to make do with the situation we're in. You know, and a lot of that is spending that they weren't anticipating, right?
Right.
I don't know. I forget exactly how the meme went, but it's stuff that it's like, no, that wouldn't have happened if we weren't all getting sick and we weren't all staying
no,
at home.
It wouldn't have.
That's not how the world works. So stop that too. But there's only one dude that's supposed to be in charge. And yeah, the fake news thing. It's like, dude, if you didn't say something different. Every single time you get on, you're getting on the mic every day and you're with your team and your team's saying the same thing every day. The only thing that's changing is it's getting worse.
Right.
And they have to say it a little, either they have to say it a little stronger because it's getting worse or they're trying to dial it back so you don't say something even sillier. But you're saying different stuff every day. One day it's a hoax. The next day it's you always knew it was going to be a pandemic. And then you want to call someone else fake news? Come on,
I'm
man.
Saying, it just deserves questioning. No matter who it is. You know what? Make it President Ice Cube if you want to. If it was exactly the same thing, you should question that. You know what I'm saying? It just comes down to your ability to critically think your way through these things and attempting to punish people who disagree with your view of politics is just dumb. And that's what your president does almost on a regular basis. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? This is what I'll give to America, though. I got to believe that now that everyone's home and they're watching him every day, you know, because it's not a lot else to...
Hey,
to watch,
approval
right,
ratings are to the roof, though.
Yeah, and I'm not paying much attention to it. But I have to believe that at least when he says the dumb stuff, people are like, really? Even the ones who like him, it's a few.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I imagine people are getting tired of it. But at the same time, I just think if you view the stimulus, nobody's going to love it. And I think that is what makes any bill great, any political situation great. If I don't love it and the people that think completely opposite of me don't love it, then I'm like, okay, I kind of trust that. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I always taught is a great deal is the one where no one walks away with everything they wanted. But I didn't write the art of the deal, you know? I'm not that dude.
Well, I will throw this out there real quick for those people that are questioning the bill. $75,000, I believe, is the threat. $75,000 a year. Is the threshold. I think anybody who makes above $99,000 a year is out. You're not getting a check. And they're also trying to add $600 to unemployment. So in California, unemployment max is $450 a week plus $600. So the idea is that would incentivize people not to work And I'm like, I don't think that that's true at all, because you can only collect unemployment for so long on top of that, too. So I don't know. Yeah. But, you know, these are things that I think, more than anything, fact check what I'm saying and view for yourself, because at some point they're going to come up. It's inevitable that they come up with a coronavirus bill. It's inevitable that it pays out the public and it pays out corporations and it assigns some money for small businesses like this one does, etc. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But
mm-hmm.
The idea of punishing a person because they don't like the president that you like, that just shows how stupid you are and how far down the idiocy can go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and if you're posting that, by the way, make sure that none of your people went and signed up for Obamacare when all these states are opening it back up again.
There's
right
that
now.
Too. There's that too. But who would want to punish? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, that's just crazy. Anyway, y'all, that was a okay. Tomorrow's gonna be much more lighthearted for all my people out here. I had to get that off. And that's why we can't do the conspiracy theory episode, because I'm wound up about these conspiracy theorists. I'm really wound up about them, but. You have been rocking with Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Trek Life and your fam Kev Sakota.
Yes, yes.
You can catch us on any podcast platform. Please like, subscribe, discuss, get down with us. You know what I'm saying? Always crack a can of old head energy when you're around us. And on the count of three, we say peace. One, two, three.
Peace.